Utah lawmakers on Friday rejected a proposal to add a fee to plastic or paper bags in the state and advanced a measure to prevent local governments from taking their own action to curb the use of plastic bags. Holiday Democratic Senator Jani Iwamoto sponsored SB 192, which would add a 10-cent fee on bags at the grocery store. The intent, she said, was to try to cut back on plastic bag pollution by encouraging sustainable behavior from Utah residents.
This is an incentive so consumers can reduce their use of retail bags. And there's studies that confirm usage reduction by 80 to 90% throughout the nation and the world. And it happens quite quickly.
Iwamoto's bill would have split the projected $17 million raised from the fee between grocery stores, who would implement recycling and bag reuse programs, and Utah waste and recycling industries. But Salt Lake City activist George Chapman equated Iwamoto's bill to a tax on local consumers and said that lawmakers should think twice before over-regulating businesses like grocery stores.
So this is effectively a 10-cent food tax. And at the same time, we're trying to reduce the food tax, but there are people, especially on fixed income, that might spend 30% of their income on food, and all of a sudden they're going to be charged an extra 10 cents for maybe $1 or $2 worth of food, and this is a big deal for them, and that's wrong.
Taking state-level action to change consumer behavior was not something members of the Senate Economic Development Committee were interested in doing. They voted 4-0 to further study Iwamoto's bill. Immediately afterward, in the same committee, debate began on Senate Bill 218 by Roy Republican Senator Greg Buxton. His bill would give the state the ultimate say when it comes to regulating plastic bags or other containers. The measure would effectively prohibit cities from banning plastic bags, something that Park City did last year. Rebecca Smith, sustainability director with Ace Recycling in West Valley City, opposed Buxton's measure, saying that being able to ban the bag was important because getting the message out that plastic bags aren't recyclable in Utah is a difficult thing to do.
It is very difficult to keep plastic bags out of single-stream recycling. People do think of plastic as recyclable, and since there are drop-off locations, it's a very difficult educational challenge to explain to somebody that something that is technically recyclable cannot go in their recycling bin.
However, Matt Seaholm of the Plastic Industry Association said that the state should step in to keep local governments from overstepping their authority.
When the local government is overreaching, and in this case, I would argue, or in the case of a ban on a plastic product, for instance, I would argue that it is an overreach because it's infringing upon individual liberty and consumer choice.
In the end, that thinking won the day, and Buxton's measure advanced on a unanimous vote. It will next be heard on the Senate floor. Whether or not Buxton's measure makes its way into law in the final 2 weeks of the legislative session, with the defeat of Senator Iwamoto's measure, it would seem that the plastic bag is here to stay in Utah, at least for now. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.